哎
This is the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson with Oscar Levant, Lou Bring, and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Charles Boyer.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song.
Harry Como.
Whenever April showers come along.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Jolson in the good old Kraft Music Hall. And I'm going to open up this session with a song called I'm Sitting on Top of the World. And if the song sounds a little bouncy, it's only because sitting on top of the world ain't exactly a steady place to sit nowadays. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, just singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along. Don't want any millions, I'm getting my share. I've only got one suit, that's all I can wear. A bundle of money don't make me feel gay. A sweet little honey is making me sad. I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, just rolling along. And I'm quitting the blues of the world. I'm singing a song, singing a song. Glory, hallelujah, I just phoned the parson. Hey, Pa, get ready to call. Just like Humpty Dumpty, I'm going to fall. And I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Say, Al.
Yes, Kenneth.
I saw your picture in the paper taken at the Photoplay Magazine Award dinner.
Oh.
That must have been quite an affair with Jack Benny as toastmaster.
Yes, Kenneth, it was. And Jack Benny, if I may say so, was wonderful.
Oh,
but you know, I was wondering.
What's that?
If Jack Benny looks like he does at 39, what's he going to look like at my age? When he's 46.
46?
Yeah.
Remind me never to play golf with you.
Well,
Al, how old do you think Jack Benny really is?
Well, I don't know Jack's exact age, but he's got a violin, Ken, that was made by Stradivarius. And I understand Jack watched it being made. And say, Ken, you should have been there. They had the cutest idea at the dinner.
Yeah.
They served the product that each person is associated with on the radio.
Oh, you mean, for instance, that you ate nothing but cheese?
No, well, not exactly. But they gave, for instance, look, they gave Gildersleeve a salad with Miracle Whip.
Uh-huh.
And Jack Carson was eating ice cream, and Bing Crosby was there starving to death over a plate full of Philco.
Well, Al, cooked right. It's delicious.
I know you get a plug in someplace there.
Tell me, was Oscar Levant there?
Of course I was there. Al asked me to be there. And you know what that means. Didn't you see me, Al?
Sure, Oscar. You were sitting right between Luella Parsons and Hedda Hopper.
Yep, and it was a very ticklish spot.
Yeah?
So I tickled them.
Was that what all the noise was about at the table?
Nah, that was something else.
Yeah?
There was a big argument over an extra dish of ice cream.
Uh-huh.
Both Hedda and Luella claimed the scoop.
I think you made that up, Oscar. But look, did you notice the beautiful gowns the women wore? And did you see that actress wearing that low-cut dress with no sleeves, no straps, no back, and with a midriff, and the skirt slit to the knee?
What about it?
Wasn't she wearing the most terrible shade of nail polish?
I didn't pay much attention to anything until you got up to accept the gold medal for the Jolson story.
Oh, that was the moment of my life, boy. That really was it.
It sure was.
Yeah.
You cleared your throat.
Yeah.
Took a glass of water, nodded to the people, and Larry Parks made the speech.
Oscar, tonight I'd like to ask you to play a number you played in the hall a few weeks ago.
You mean the Saber Dance by Khachaturian?
Yeah, that's the one. Say, by the way, I read where Shostakovich, Khachaturian, and Prokofiev all are jammed up with the Russian government. What happened?
The Russian government didn't like the way you pronounced their names.
I don't care what they like. I like the way you play the Saber Dance. And, brother, play it for me, will you?
In your refrigerator, do you have a glass or two of Kraft cheese spreads? Well, if you do, you're all set for snacks tonight if some folks drop in, or if Dad decides he's hungry at bedtime. Those wholesome Kraft cheese spreads in your refrigerator keep you ready for quick lunch and sandwiches, too. See how Kraft cheese spreads fit in with the family's ideas, with hurry-up hospitality and mealtime helps as well. If your refrigerator isn't already stocked with handy Kraft cheese spreads, fix that up tomorrow. Choose your assortment from this delicious array. Kraft pimento, olive pimento, pineapple, relish, and roca spreads, Old English, Kraft Limburger spread, and tantalizing Smokel. Remember, all Kraft spreads are packed in the charming posy pattern glasses you'll use over and over again.
I dream of Jenny with a light brown hair, born...
Al?
Yeah?
That was nice, but why did you stop?
I woke up.
Well, now that you're awake...
Yeah?
Now that you're awake and other people, how about finishing Stormy Weather? Remember last week?
Oh, yeah, where did we leave off?
Right about here.
And go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Since my gal and I
ain't together. It's raining all the time. It's raining all the time.
Al, that song gives me an idea.
What kind of an idea, Oscar?
Well, you know how dull the weather reports on the radio are.
Awful.
They could be made entertaining if they were put to music.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, for instance, how would this be for a weather report for Wednesday?
Blue sky, smiling at me. Nothing but blue sky do I see.
Professor?
Yes?
What kind of weather do you forecast for Thursday?
I'm hanging in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. I'm singing in the rain.
Now, Professor,
yes,
how do your corns react to Friday?
Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true.
Now, Fess,
yes'm?
What have you got for Saturday?
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a beautiful feeling. Everything going my way.
Now, I've got a forecast for Sunday, and I'll sing it if you'll go.
Dum-dee-dee-dum-dum-dum. I'll be there in your tree in a taxi, honey. Better be ready about half past eight.
Al.
Yeah.
What kind of a weather report is that?
Weather report? Nothing. This is my day off and I got a date. Sue me.
Al, why are you in such a sharp mood?
Yeah.
Here's another song that starts with I'll. It's not I'll Be Seeing You. It's not Isle of Capri. But it's...
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Though you may be far away, it's true. Say what care I, dear, I'll get by as long as I have you.
Boy, is that cute. What do you call that thing you just played?
That's called movement perpetuel.
Movement perpetuel?
That means perpetual motion.
Yeah.
Al, that means goes on forever and ever.
Oscar, they wrote it about me?
No, Al, it was written by Poulenc.
Yeah?
And I'm sure he doesn't know you.
Why wouldn't he know me? My picture in all the fan magazines.
Maybe he doesn't go to beauty parlors.
What?
Al.
Yeah?
Al, do you know you're very much liked by the French composers like Honecker, Auric, Milhaud, and their favorite number is Après la Soirée.
Après la Soirée? Oh, I love that tune, Oscar. What is it?
After the ball. I wish you'd do it because Debussy likes it, and he listens to it every week.
Oscar, Debussy is dead. How can he listen to me?
He's got a very old radio.
Oscar, please, no request from that far away. Now just noodle that number.
after the ball is over, after the break of morn, after the dance of leaving, after the stars are gone, many a heart is aching. If you could read them all, many the hopes that have vanished after the ball.
Al, I'd like to hear you sing the old song. Maybe that's because I never heard you sing a new one.
Oscar, look, a good old song is always new. Now, one day while I was cleaning house, I found a song in one of my drawers.
Until you found it, I bet it was uncomfortable walking.
Please, Oscar, you can kid all you want. But the song I dug up for today has got the dust of New Orleans on it. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if the folks down there were crooning it before there was a streetcar called Desire.
After you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, no use denying, you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the best that you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you won't be only. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
Rebop.
Well, here's Charles Boyer.
Oh, yes. Hello, Charles. Good to see you. Say, how did you happen to come back and visit Kraft Music Hall again? Did you like my singing so much?
No, my wife sent me.
Yeah?
We almost out of cheese.
Well, I'm glad something brought you back, Charlie. You know, by the way, Charles Lawton was here last week, and he said he almost had your part in the Arch of Triumph.
Oh, and did Mr. Lawton say why he didn't get my part in Arch of Triumph?
Yes, he was too big to get through the arch.
Well, Mr. Lawton is a fine actor.
Really is.
And you know, Al, he's also a collector of paintings, an object of art.
Well, why does he fool around with painting, Charlie?
For relaxation.
Uh-huh.
You see, when an actor comes home from a hard day making love to a beautiful actress, you know, he needs something to take his mind off his work, really.
Yeah, that is pretty rough on a man. Yeah, I understand that.
You know, Al, as a matter of fact, many of the movie stars have outside business interests.
Really?
For instance, Fred McMurray owns many apartment houses.
Mm-hmm.
Gail Patrick runs a baby shop.
Mm-hmm.
And Constance Bennett owns a cosmetic company.
You know, that's really a smart idea. Maybe I ought to do that. Then I'd have something to fall back on in my old age, you know?
Well, Al.
Yeah?
Al, you better hurry. You know, I think you're leaning a little.
But, Charlie, look, just what kind of business would a fella like me get into, you know?
Well, I've been thinking about it,
yeah.
And I thought we could open a French cafe.
But, Charlie, look, I've been a singer all my life. I don't know anything about running a cafe.
Oh, it's very simple, Al.
Really?
Now, imagine
we
open for business.
Uh-huh.
Now, imagine a party is calling for reservation.
I see.
Now, the telephone rings.
Uh-huh.
Dang dong, dang dong, dang dong, dang dong.
Wait a minute. What's that?
French phone.
Oh, I see.
I answer.
Yeah, you answer, yeah.
Hello? Hello? Charles Boyer's Cafe? Featuring Al Jolson?
at the charcoal broiler. Oui, Mademoiselle Turner.
Lana Turner. When this boy imagines, he really imagines.
Oui, Mademoiselle Lana. Oui, Lana. Au revoir, Lana. You see how it was?
What did Lana say?
Well, she said everything was stopping. Now. Now, you try it, Al.
Okay. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. I'm using the same phone. Hello? Elles au sont que c'est featuring Charles Boyer et des French fries. Ooh? I like the way I said it. I think I'll do it again. Ooh? Dame Witty? Dame Charlie, how come you imagine Lana Turner and I imagine Dame Witty?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps I made a better connection. Well, try again.
All right. Dan-dong. Hello. Elles au sont restant. Ooh? Sophie Tocqueville. Charlie, this must be an old telephone, really.
All right. Let me try it again.
Go ahead.
Hello, Café Boyer. Oui, Monsieur Boyer speaking. Oh, yes, Mademoiselle Grébeau.
He did it again.
Yes, a party of four. Tomorrow. Oh, but Betty, mon ami, why don't you come tonight? Oh, I'm sorry. See tomorrow, then. Au revoir.
Charlie, why couldn't Betty Grable come tonight, huh?
She's knitting a hat for Harry's trumpet.
I'll try it again. Hello? Jolly Boys Café. Hello?
These boys are off their rockers.
Hello, Oscar. You know, Oscar, it would be nice if you joined us in our restaurant venture. You could help Al wait on the table.
And what would you be doing?
Oh, I would be busy checking the checkroom girls and seeing that the cigarette girls are round, firm, and fully packed.
I'll tell you one thing, Charlie. If we're going to open a cafe, I'm not waiting on tables. In my cafe, I'm going to be the entertainment.
Oh.
I could sing a foolish little French song, something like this. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees. We shall leave. Well, what do you think, Oscar?
You can make a comeback in France, too.
Charlie, I don't think I'll go in this deal. I'm afraid I'll lose my money.
Oh, but you know the old saying, you can't take it with you.
He knows it, so he's been sending it on ahead. Charlie, you might as well know I'm not going to wait on table either. I'm a pianist.
But you are a concert artist. You couldn't play piano in a cafe.
Sure I could.
Hello, you mad, fierce people. Well, hello, Winthrop. And hello to you, Cinderella. I see your glass slipper is full of oil. What would you lovely people like me to play? Come on, let's have a request. Come. No, come. Request something.
You know something, Charlie? I think our restaurant should stick to serving food. Really, I do.
That is right. People all over will come to Café Boyer for its exotic salad.
But, Charlie, I don't know anything about salad, really.
It's very simple. I would mix it with my own graceful hands. It would be the supreme moment of the evening. The café is dark, except for one small spotlight shining on me and my ingredients. The string ensemble plays softly as I begin to mix the salad with loving care. First, I hold a beautiful head of lettuce in my hands. Such delicate coloring, such crisp young leaves. Suddenly, I pluck one and hold it close to my salad bowl. Now, fickle man than I am, I accept a quick kiss from the garlic. Then I gently caress the broken heart of celery with the oil from the warm, passionate pimento. Now I take a beautiful, soft, round tomato with a skin so smooth, with a bloom of young tomato hood still upon his cheeks. Then, just just a subtle touch of aromatic dressing got lightly behind each of the anchovies' ears.
Voila! Voila! The salad is ready to serve.
Sally, don't serve it.
Oh.
Get me a date with it.
Fever will be making the rounds pretty soon, so let's consider how to perk up meals with a few fresh touches. For instance, lunch. When you set out a bowl of hot soup, how about having alongside a couple of crispy celery stalks stuffed with a Kraft cheese spread, say, Golden Old English or tantalizing Smokel? And you can make your salads extra alluring by topping each serving with a good generous spoonful of a Kraft cheese spread. For instance, try Kraft pimento, olive pimento, relish spread, or Roca this way. And just watch the salad greens disappear. Kraft pineapple cheese spread on fruit salad is a very bright idea, too. And along about this time of the year, Dad may be hankering for Kraft Limburger spread on rye with some fresh green onions on the side. Oh, that's a man's idea of a real spring delicacy. So tomorrow, I'll get several Kraft cheese spreads for snacks and sandwiches and for special mealtime tricks. Look for the Kraft name on the label, the real guide to quality in cheese spreads.
Folks, do you ever take time off from this busy world and just sit in front of the fireplace thinking back to other days, to good times and old friends? Sure you do. We're all the same that way. A little boy remembers a green apple that he shouldn't have eaten. A little girl remembers her first doll. But when they grow up, they both remember their first date, and especially their first kiss. Yes, it's nice for all of us to remember things like that. And I think Irvin Berlin will express it better than anybody.
Remember the night you said I love you. Remember, remember you vowed by all the stars above you. Remember, remember, we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot, you promised that you'd forget me not. But you forgot to remember.
Remember, we found the lonely spot, and that's where we learned to care a lot.
You promised that you forget me not, but you forgot to remember.
Good night, folks.
Charles Boyer will soon be seen in the Enterprise production on Kitsaya. Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be David Niven. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Carson with Eve Arden and their guest Ray Milland, who follow immediately.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.